from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Despite the delays and frustrations throughout the last few weeks, New Jersey Transit customers will begin paying a whopping 15% fare increase beginning today. The agency says the hike is due to ridership not recovering since the pandemic, with ridership sitting at about 80% since then. New Jersey Transit plans to raise those fares even further in the future with a 3% hike every year going forward. In addition, beginning today, NJT is doing away with its 21-way ticket flex pass option. All tickets will now expire 30 days after purchase. It is the first fare hike for New Jersey Transit since 2015. The body of a New Jersey man has been recovered from the Delaware River.
Jason Ariel Osorio Reyes drowned while swimming in the Delaware River near Milford Beach in Pennsylvania on Saturday afternoon. The National Park Service says witnesses along the shoreline saw him go under around 3:15 p.m. The 24-year-old Jackson man never resurfaced. There were no lifeguards at the beach. Search crews spent hours looking for Osorio Reyes before his body was found Saturday night. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Another round of storms knocked over more trees and tore down power lines in North Jersey Sunday, only days after severe storms left thousands in the dark across the state. A tree tore down power lines, left more than a dozen homes without power in Wayne. The storm also heavily damaged parts of Bergen County, and a tree fell on top of three cars at a Hackensack apartment complex. 18 of the state's 21 counties were under a severe thunderstorm watch until 7 p.m. last night, and several thunderstorm warnings and flash floodings were also posted. The IRS says some New Jersey taxpayers are receiving a notice of non-payment, even though they paid their 2023 federal income tax. Chief Tax Information Officer for Jackson Hewitt, Mark Stieber, says, you know what? It happens.
The IRS can be wrong. There can be a partial mistake. Maybe the tax is owed, but perhaps not the penalties or the interest.
And the CP-14 notices are getting mailed to taxpayers right now. If you think that notice is incorrect, Stieber advises not sending a check right away. Instead, immediately contact the IRS or a tax pro about the issue. He also warns to be on the lookout for scammers sending out fake notices. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Going to be sunny and breezy, but also less humid for the afternoon hours. We're going to also track a few spots where we could see some light rain and drizzle, mainly in the northwest hills. High temperatures going to be in the upper 70s to low 80s, dip down to the mid to upper 50s with a clear sky. And then we're sunny and blue, still low humidity despite being warmer. We'll see highs in the mid 80s, closer to 80 at the shore. For Wednesday, partly sunny, mid to upper 80s. This is meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
New Jersey weather is made possible by TMT Cash for Gold. If you need cash, you need TMT Cash for Gold. Bring in anything of value like gold, silver, coins, watches, diamonds, vintage, and fine jewelry. They will pay you the highest prices on the spot. Visit them today on the corner of Hooper and Route 37 in Toms River or TMTCashForGold.com. Right now, Phillipsburg, 61 degrees at 60 in Princeton, Cherry Hill, 63. Download our free app. Sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101. 1.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.